Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everybody. TGIF. I am Angel Nowlin, and this is Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the best, the brightest that our great city of Atlanta has to offer. I am with the Nowlin Group. I am your business insurance specialist. And my co-host, Tess Turin, is with Basica and NextLink Marketing, who's out again today because she had so much fun on vacation. And I do not feel sorry for her. I told her this morning, I hope you get sicker, not better. We have a great show in store for you guys today. Our first guest is going to be Dr. Jada Moore Ruffin with Prime Health and Wellness. Good morning, Dr. Jada. How are you?
I'm very well, Angela. It's so good to be here this morning.
Look, how was your drive in?
My drive was excellent.
Well, good. And our second guest is Lorenzo and Tiffany Reed of Tiffany's Popcorn Cafe. Good morning, Lorenzo and Tiffany. How are you?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And they brought us popcorn for breakfast.
Yeah. Well, it's almost lunchtime, so it's close enough.
Exactly. So you should have brought a little sweet tea with it. We'd be good. How was you guys drive in?
Great. Easy.
Well, good. We have a great show in store for you guys today. And last week I forgot to do my angelism, but I will not forget this week. So every week me and my co-hosts do something or think of something to kind of inspire people, or maybe not so much inspire them, but just something that we've experienced. And we were talking before the show, because I've had a lot of doctors on lately, therapists, psychologists. I'm starting to think it's an intervention, but I'm not sure. And I was saying to our guests in the studio, be very comfortable with your own crazy. It makes all the difference in the world. If you don't focus on other people's crazy and your own crazy, your life is just so much easier. Because I've found people in business especially tend to blame other people, what didn't happen, who didn't do this, who didn't do that. And in all actuality, the only person that you can control is yourself.
True.
And sometimes barely yourself. But to focus on other people's crazy is probably just putting way too much pressure on yourself. We are going to start with our first guest again, Dr. Jada Moore Ruffin, MD, of Prime Health and Wellness. So, Dr. Jada, tell us about Prime Health and Wellness.
Prime Health and Wellness is a wellness program that I founded out of the work that I've done for many years in primary care. And what prime means is main or most important, essential, mm-hmm. and it also means excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement is underway now with people who are taking note of their weight, of their lifestyles. And so what I want to focus on is helping people bring those things together, providing the medical expertise and wellness coaching on how you can do that and how you can live a prime life, your life of your prime.
Well, tell us, what would be your first rule of living this prime life?
The first rule would be to first be aware of yourself, be okay. aware of who you are and your tendencies, to take inventory and to look at your almost like a health assessment. You're mm-hmm. you're doing your own personal health assessment. How often do I exercise? How often do I eat fruits and vegetables? How much water am I drinking? How often am I substituting things like sodas and sweet tea in Georgia? You know, you can't get around
right.
without
Absolutely
a good $1
not.
sweet tea.
Somewhere.
Yeah. You know, how much am I taking time out for myself to just focus on clarity and my mental state and balance and emotional well-being? So it's taking a self-inventory of where am I? Am I scattered? Am I forgetful? Am I eating on the go? Am I staying up late, getting mm-hmm. up early? Essentially on what I call the grind.
Okay. Well, now how did you get from primary care to wellness and holistic medicine?
Primary care has always been my first love. That's my training and background. Okay. I'm trained in family medicine so I can care for people of all ages, mm-hmm. both genders, all genders. And I'm, you know, able to do that. And I've done that for many years. Over time, though, I've become very concerned with a tendency to work from a perspective of sick care. And that's okay. very prominent in our nation and almost a signature for the type of healthcare system that we've had for many, many years. But what if we took it from a perspective of wellness, of well care? How much more could we empower people to accomplish in their health, setting goals and reaching those versus always thinking from a perspective of what is my illness or sickness? Sometimes people are avoiding the doctor for that reason.
And what pill can I take to just make it go away?
What pill can
that's
I take
the easy
to just
route.
Make
I like
it go
that.
Away?
I think I like that way.
Yeah.
That's so, the easy way.
Yeah. So it's kind of evolved into taking a different approach to how we see our care. And I feel like it is primary care. It's an extension of primary care.
So now, do you focus on weight loss or wellness, or is there a difference?
There isn't a difference to me. And let me tell you why. It's because even with primary care and with wellness and my approach to weight loss, it's really whole person centered. And that's mm-hmm. been what I've trained under. It's the biopsychosocial model in our bigger medical.
You got to say
field.
That again fast.
It's
five
biopsychosocial. But what it really boils down to is mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. And how do we, first of all, help you determine the connections of the two and be aware of your baseline or your usual state of functioning in those? And then what areas could use some tweaking? What areas can we work on?
Right. And, you know, I call that self-preservation, because I think a lot of people, especially women, we don't tend to self-preserve. We spend a lot of energy making everybody else feel better, everybody else look better, and then we think about ourselves last. I used to, when I was a little girl, my grandmother, I don't think I saw her sit down one time, probably not five times in my whole childhood, and actually eat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But she was always kind of grazing.
Right.
My mom the same way, just kind of make sure everybody else had what they need and they got what they wanted. But she wasn't whole on the inside.
Absolutely.
How do you get, especially women, out of that? Because I think that's just a natural kind of course for us, that we take care of other people first. Mm-hmm. Well, not for me. That's for other women. I don't have that problem. Ain't nobody in the world more important to me than me. Trust and believe that is the truth.
Well, you've mastered something that it takes people a lifetime.
Absolutely.
To sometimes grasp.
So how do you get women specifically to focus on their own wellness and their own health versus, you know, the men or the children? Because obviously we take care of them. How do you get the women specifically to focus on that?
You know, that is an age old question. And I think, you know, the primary thing is that it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a day that it happens that you wake up. Most people, other
right.
than you, Angela,
right, no, no.
wake up and say, I'm right only going to be concerned, or first, I'm going to be concerned about myself.
Absolutely.
So that's a process. And sometimes I start with just giving people permission to be selfish for 30 minutes a day.
Right.
To be selfish for an hour a week.
Right.
To think of if I had time for myself, if I made time for myself, because it has to be intentional. If it's not natural,
right,
then
absolutely.
You have to intentionally focus and work towards those self-preservation goals. And I like that term.
Don't so, steal my word.
I won't steal it. I'm just going to use it for right now.
No, you can have that one. That one's free. The first
okay.
one's free.
Okay. So, you know, it's really setting aside and almost prescribing, giving a prescription to that person of what are the things that are important. What are the things that if you had all day and no children, no mm-hmm. husband, no dog, no job, what would you do? What would you spend time doing? And we start with 10 minutes. If 10 minutes is all you could commit, because
right.
it's about partnering in this. And then we outline and we work towards those bigger goals.
Absolutely.
And it rewards itself. The more you do it, the more you feel that you deserve it. And we coach through those.
And I just want to remind everyone out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group, your business insurance specialist, and I'm speaking with Dr. Jada of Prime Health and Wellness, and she just hit a nail so hard on the head, I almost came out of my chair.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like I said, I really don't have that issue with not putting myself first, but you said it has to be intentional. Even being single without kids, even your friends will suck the life out of you sometimes.
Absolutely.
Because they think you are available mm-hmm. and you are attainable and you can do this and do that because you don't have kids. And I almost get mad when you say no, which is ironic to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were saying that it's a coaching method, how do you even get them to say, okay, is this like a group effort? Do you do this individually? How do you kind of get that message out there to the people?
Most of the time it's done individually.
Okay.
There are times when people, you know, really just need to be prepared to be productive in a group.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it's individual. Sometimes even with my primary care patients that I see, you know, we set aside some time where we're only going to do a visit that's focused on, you know, not what is ailing you, not what hurts, not how you feel,
right,
you know, physically, but we're going to set aside a visit to only talk about your existence, who you are, how you feel about yourself. And so a lot of times it starts out individual. And a good bit of it is, again, figuring out what's important to that person and mm-hmm. helping them find their way back to that. And a lot for women is giving them permission to be selfish.
I don't think it's selfish at all to think about yourself. I mean, if you don't think about you, who's going to think about you? I mean, Tiffany, you tell me, who's going to think about you?
My husband thinks about me sometimes.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes is a big word, though. But all the time, all you know, time. We know what they like to eat, what they don't like, exactly. how he like his sandwich cut, mm-hmm. what he wants on Wednesday, what he doesn't like. And they can't remember our birthday. Lorenzo, you can leave now if you need to.
Nah, I don't need to leave.
I saw you turn around like, please don't mention birthday. You ain't missed any birthdays, have you?
No, I don't miss birthdays, anniversaries, the day we met, or anything like that, because I realize the value of those things to your spouse.
Now, you know what? How much does that play in, Dr. Jada, of people feeling whole, having somebody that loves them and look out for them?
You know, that's really important. But, Angela, as you mentioned, people are coming from all walks of life. And over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years with the economic downturn, you know, people have found themselves and their spouses and their loved ones and their friends, parents, in spaces that they haven't been in for a while.
Right.
And then some realities start to set in.
Absolutely. They say the true test of a man's or a person's character is how they operate under adversity.
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, sometimes it's what was formerly a support for you, you find you're having to be a support for them even more. So, but there's certainly value in finding someone that that sees who you really are on the inside and celebrates that and is able to look beyond where you are now and into where you desire to be and what your fullest potential is, and partnering with that person in positive ways. That may be a person that makes a good workout partner, or that may be a person that you all send a morning text and say, hey, are you up and at them? Have you gotten your 32 ounces in yet? You know, so that you can kind of partner and keep each other encouraged. And those kinds of, you know, positive interactions and positive relationships do go a long way. But I caution that, because sometimes people's personalities and backgrounds set them up to be dependent on others.
Right.
So they can't find their success unless it's kind of rooted and built in how they're attached to other people, what is commonly called codependency.
Well, absolutely. That's what I said earlier. Be aware of your own crazy, because you can't expect someone else to love you, one, if you don't. And two, if you don't know who you are, how do you expect someone else to quote unquote accept you at face value when you're not even sure? One of the things I ask people all the time when I meet them, what do you want to be when you grow up? I ask them that whether they're 18 or 80, it doesn't matter. And are you that? And if you're not, what do you need to do to be that? At least a little bit of that, just because it gives you some sort of happiness or some sort of safe place to be, at least in your own soul and your own spirit. So let me ask this. When it comes to the wellness and the holistic part, are we talking supplements, medicine? What do you consider? What's the best way to get there in your opinion?
Well, the beauty of it is of what I support and what I encourage and what I practice is that it's individualized. It's customized to where that person is. And I talked earlier about an assessment, but it's really finding out how that person got to that point in the first place.
Right.
And so if we have a really firm and clear foundation as to what we're working with and how you have found yourself with these challenges, then I can help to design ways that we can work through that and get beyond that. Sometimes that may include prescriptives, and sometimes, very often, it will include some type of supplement if we're transitioning dietary habits and things like that. Because, you know, very often, America is one of those that in the midst of plenty, we still are with lack. And nutritionally speaking, we are one of the heaviest countries, but nutritionally unstable. So very often supplements are important to help control certain cravings and hunger, because a lot of that is really rooted in your own physiology.
Okay. Well, I want to remind everyone out there that you are listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. I'm your business insurance specialist, and I'm speaking with Dr. Jada of Prime Health and Wellness, who just said we are the fattest country. If I got to pick, I just seem to be the fattest country than the skinniest one, though.
Oh, well, that's the point.
Ain't nothing worse than being hungry, except for being hot. Hot and hungry. That's not a good combination. So who do you find that can benefit most from what your practice has to offer?
I think most people can benefit from it. People that are looking for a change, I consider myself a change agent. Mm-hmm. It happens
Ooh, I to like be that, a change agent. That's what I need to put on my card instead of insurance agent.
Yeah, a change agent.
As
it relates to the whole person. Mm-hmm. So people that are looking to improve their health for mm-hmm. once and for all. Mm-hmm. People who are looking to be able to do more and achieve more. There may be people that have some goals and aspirations that they don't feel like they can accomplish because they're held back because of their weight. Sometimes it's even achievements not that are physical, but in the workplace, maybe in their careers, people are being held back because they're not comfortable with their appearance. And sometimes that spills over very often into your emotions and how mm-hmm. you interact, how you treat other people.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you feel people are treating you a certain way. But those are the stories that are running in your own head.
Right. I tell everybody, be careful that tape you play in your head.
Exactly.
And you can't say, oh, so-and-so, I'm not happy with him or I'm not happy with her. Were you happy before you met him? And they ain't got nothing to do with them.
Absolutely. And to that point, we started out talking about women, but a lot of the people that I see are men.
Really? Yeah. I got a few I'm going to send your way.
Send some my way. Send some my way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That think that they still can play football.
Exactly.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I ask oftentimes.
Work out 2 hours a day, then you want to take 9 ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, because you're not playing.
You worked out too hard. No, I didn't. No, I think what it is, you're getting too old. You can't do that for 2 hours anymore. We're just not there. I don't get it. I think women put that down much quicker, I think, than men do. I mean, they box too long. They play football too long. Just let it go. And they always think they look better than we do, which is laugh out loud funny, by the way.
It's the triple XL clothes.
Yeah. Right. Right. Look, I'm going to tell you this, and we got to move on. I read a study the other day, and I use the term read loosely because I tell everybody I'm not a big reader. I like Huffington Post because they give you those little synopses. Mm-hmm. They did a study with women and men. The women, of course, were more attractive. Asked them how attractive they thought they were. Most of the women were like, oh, I wish I could change my nose. I wish I could lose 10 pounds. Every woman mentioned that, no matter how pretty she was. They asked the men, people tell me I look like Brad Pitt. You look like the Pitts. Stop it. And they looked horrible. But all the men, for the most part, thought they looked pretty good. And I'm like, huh. But that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, how women put everybody else first. And that's just the way it is. And we never, ever think we're enough. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, unfortunately for me, I'm too much. So tell Dr. Jada, tell everyone out there the best way to get in touch with you.
You can get in touch with me at www.drjada.com. And that is spelled out Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, Jada, J-A-D-A.com. I can also be reached if you're looking for me for primary care at 404-373-2282. And I can be reached if you want consultation. You can email me at info@drjada.com. info@drjada.com.
Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Jada. And I may be reaching out to you. You are in, what part of town are you located in?
In Atlanta.
Oh, you're in Atlanta. Oh, good.
City of Atlanta.
Nice and centrally located.
That's it.
So all the people that need to lose some weight can come see you.
Can come and see me.
Again, thank you so much for coming on. And our next guest, not so healthy, but it's fine. It's good. I like nasty stuff like popcorn. Lick your fingers good. Lorenzo and Tiffany Reed of Tiffany's Popcorn Cafe out of Lithonia, Georgia. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this Tiffany's Pop. You know, my sister's name is Tiffany. So I will never forget your name. Isn't that the best name ever? And the best jewelry, but I digress. Lorenzo, wink, wink. Just saying, birthday, Christmas, since you're so good.
Oh, I understand.
I'm just trying to throw it out there. Everything she has should be Tiffany Blue.
Very relevant. I like that.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So tell us how Tiffany's Popcorn Cafe started.
Well, Tiffany's Popcorn Cafe started as a concept back in 2010.
Okay.
And for me, I'm a serial entrepreneur. So what I figured, I was like, okay, I used to own a gym at the time, so we shut down the gyms. And
I wait, said, wait, you went from jail to popcorn.
Yeah, I went from jail to popcorn.
Dr. Jada, did you hear this?
It ain't so.
Yo, right. It's very
you
much
to find
so.
Your center.
No, no. See, exactly. And my center is that I love business.
Okay.
I love business more than I love anything else, other, except for my, you know, God, my wife, and my family.
All that, right. Uh-huh. You know, yeah, money's sure. always last on the list. People kill me. No, it ain't.
But
yeah, be honest. You love money. It's fine.
No, I like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like what it can do for me.
The question is, does it like you?
Yes, it does.
Then y'all are going to be best friends.
Yeah, it seems to just keep coming.
Absolutely.
But so, you know, we was looking at, okay, we wanted to do a business that was fun. Mm-hmm. That people enjoy you and they like you when they come in, because you know on the gym they don't like you when they come in, they don't like you when they're there, and they can't stand you when they left mm-hmm. when they leave. So, you know, we started out doing fairs and festivals, and actually we started with Italian Ice.
Okay,
and then from there we started, you know, paying attention to what was selling, what was not. Mm-hmm. Then we looked at industries that were recession proof. Because, you know, we were just coming through the recession. We were still in the recession around 2010.
Okay.
So.
Wait, are we out of?
No. Well, we coming. We on the
so
way.
Who is we?
We on the way. We on the way. So, you know, we went around. We went to a couple of popcorn shops in Atlanta. We went to some in Tennessee. And we went to one in Vegas.
Okay.
So, you know, got to throw that vacation.
Right.
With
poor
the
babies.
Business trip.
Right. No doubt.
So
that's a good text right off
it
Vegas.
Sure was.
I have written it off every year for the last several years.
And then when we just looked at it, we just realized that popcorn was a great industry to get involved in. You know, nobody has become the Starbucks of popcorn. There's no national, you know, chain or mm-hmm. ownership of it, no mind share. So, and then, of course, when we got to the naming part of it, you know, Tiffany
right.
sounds a lot better than Lorenzo. So,
yeah.
Plus, you know, that's some good brownie points.
It worked for a while.
Right. Now she almost got to stay with you.
You know, she trapped. So.
Right, exactly.
No.
So so after that, you know, we just decided, hey, let's go ahead and let's just go full forward, you know, put the business plan together and everything. Mm-hmm. And we decided to open the store up back in 2012. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've hit some bumps in the road, but we've grown and overcome a lot of challenges. And now we just provide a great product for our customers, as well as great services for the community. Because one of the main things that we look at is that we have to be, you know, kind of a servant to the community. We have mm-hmm. to provide something that's, you know, have great customer service, first
right.
of all. You know, too many businesses are started up by people and they don't provide great customer service. So we wanted to make sure that we did that.
Okay.
We wanted to have a clean and safe environment, provide Wi-Fi for people to be able to come in and not have to pay just to, you know, use their Wi-Fi where they're out.
Right.
And then, you know, then just a great product that they can continuously, you know, use in moderation.
Right.
And so, you know, and then we also provide, you know, fundraisers for people mm-hmm. So that organizations can go out there and raise money without having to, you know, set up a tent on the side of the road or go out and beg people without providing them some kind of something back. And
I like that word. Just stop begging people.
Right. And then, you know, with popcorn being the number one snack food in the world and in America, it just makes sense that should be your fundraiser.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was number one.
Yes, it's been number one a couple of years now.
I had no idea. Well, I just want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group, your business insurance specialist. And I am going to be the new insurance agent for Tiffany's Popcorn since they got a nice, clean environment with free Wi-Fi. Because, you know, we funny about who we want to insure.
Right.
I've been to some businesses. I'm like, everybody can't do business together. You
no.
know what I mean? Everybody no. can't do it. So now you said you opened up in DeKalb. What made you all pick DeKalb County?
I think we were looking for a place that we could go and provide a community with something different
okay.
that wasn't available to them previously.
Okay.
And popcorn, most people, when they think of popcorn, they think of butter popcorn, cheese and caramel, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The flavors that we provide are different. We provide flavors like lemon meringue pie, strawberry cheesecake,
girl,
banana
stop.
Pudding.
Is there a calorie count on the back of that popcorn bag?
No.
Don't worry about the
good.
Calories.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Good looking out. Because I was going to tell you it shouldn't be.
But somewhere they can come and enjoy something fun, a family environment where you can come and sit and have ice cream, Italian ice, and just laugh and enjoy yourself. Our slogan is to provide a pop of happiness for everyone.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And that's what we try to do when people enter.
Okay, so now you all do more than just popcorn?
We do more than just popcorn.
Oh, now get back to these flavors. How do you make lemon meringue? I used to love lemon meringue pie when I was little, and I'm not a big sweets fan, mm-hmm. except for once a month.
Right.
When I'm standing in line, eating a Snicker bar, holding a Coke, with two things of ice cream underneath each arm, I know what's going on.
Exactly.
But other than that, I'm not really that big a sweets fan. Mm-hmm. So tell me how your popcorn, you can make it taste like lemon meringue pie. Because now I want to taste it.
You should try it. The flavors that we come up with, or the reason we come up with the flavors we have, if you mm-hmm. like a dessert, we can create it. Hmm. So when we think of flavors that we enjoy, things that the desserts that we enjoy, those are the ways that we think about what flavors we'd like to include in the products that we sell.
So right. I see strawberry cheesecake. You got hot wings?
Now, well, sometimes we do a flavor of the week. So we have done.
I'm just like asking, you got a hot wing?
Well, we've done that flavor as a flavor of the week. Mm-hmm. And so we always are trying to change and, you know, add a new flavor. We have our staple 25 flavors that mm-hmm. we sell. But then we'll add a flavor of the week just to keep it spiced up a little bit. And then, you know, sometimes people do kind of want us to come back and, you know, can we remake this one or remake that one? Like mm-hmm. last week, we did a turtle popcorn. Mm-hmm. So that's so we made a caramel popcorn.
I'm like, oh, you mean turtle like the candy? I'm like, right. wait a minute. Now, I like turtle, but I'm from the country. Everybody right. don't eat turtle.
No, not that no, kind of turtle.
I've had turtle soup. I've had turtle soup. It's actually very delicious.
No, let's stay with the dessert.
right.
You know,
I was thinking. I thought if you can make turtle popcorn, well, you know, gonna be famous.
Well, we make a caramel popcorn, which we have our proprietary recipe for that. Mm-hmm. So we make a caramel popcorn, then we coat it in milk chocolate with the pecans.
Okay.
So you get your turtle popcorn.
Now you mentioned earlier you all do fundraisers.
Yes, we do.
Hot because my high school reunion. I'm not gonna say what year because it's nobody's business. Is they want to raise popcorn. To I guess for money they want to sell popcorn. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just make the tickets more, because they call me, you gonna sell popcorn? I was like, oh, I'm not doing that. So, with that being said, how does your fundraisers work? Because well, that's work.
It's not. You know, the work is not as difficult as you would think. For most people, like we do a fundraiser with a lot of the schools in our area.
Right. I know, you know schools love it. Churches seem to like
churches
it.
Churches like
right.
it. And other sports teams, like, you know, the mm-hmm. AAU teams and all, they like it. So they come in, and mainly it's the parents. Mm-hmm. They take we provide them a fundraiser order sheet, so they don't have to pay for anything.
Oh, wow. Now that's my kind of fundraiser.
And so most of the time they take the order sheet. They, you know, take orders from family, friends, coworkers, and just, you know, people that they know. And then at the end of that, they provide us a master sheet that has all the everything that they need. They turn in the funds. We provide them 50% of what they raise goes right back to them. And then within 3 weeks, they receive their product to distribute out to everyone.
I need to have my high school reunion committee call you, because that's not how they're trying to do it. But that's a perfect way to do it.
Right.
Because you do the pre-order, so you don't have to worry about having all this overage. And I'm thinking I got all these boxes of popcorn in my house that I can't sell.
No.
And what am I going to do with them?
You only get back what you order.
Oh. Huh.
And then on the order form, it gives you a list, very descriptive list of what's available during the fundraiser.
Kind of like Girl Scout cookies.
Exactly.
But better, like better because it's the number one snack food.
Of course it is.
And then we make everything ourselves. Nothing is made in some other mm-hmm. country and filled with nitrogen and sent over. Mm-hmm. We actually make it.
In the store,
bag
that must
it,
take a long time.
Sometimes it does because, you know, some organizations, they have raised like $4,000 and $6,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, in funds. And so
that's a lot of popcorn.
Right. So those orders have caused us to have to do some overnight hours and things like that.
I see. Why you so nice to Tiffany? You got me up all night popping popcorn.
But it's worth
birthday,
it.
Birthday, and you better not miss nothing. Nothing.
And
you better
know the time well. I was born. He does well.
And
he does.
And we have to do that kind of thing. Because even, like, you have to mention birthdays. We have mm-hmm. a lot of event planners and wedding planners. They come in and they'll say, oh, we have a wedding, and we want the color to be Tiffany blue. So we'll make a blue raspberry popcorn that tastes like blue raspberry.
Really?
With, like, a cheesecake. So you get your blue and your white, mm-hmm. you know, or what? Almost any color that you would need for a birthday or an event, we can make it and set up a popcorn bar and all kind of things like that.
I just want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist, and I'm speaking to Lorenzo and Tiffany Reed of Tiffany's Popcorn Cafe. And he just said he can make Tiffany blue popcorn, a blueberry cheesecake, you said, flavor?
Well, that would be blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
And cheesecake. You know,
so you said you could do a popcorn bar next to the wine bar?
Yes.
We may have a deal.
Actually, one of our more popular things that we do is we'll have event planners or people getting married. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, instead of doing a candy bar or in conjunction with the candy bar, they will have a popcorn bar.
Now, can you do popcorn where it's, what do you call it, when you get your name, your business name on it?
We can do that as well. We can.
Like monogrammed or courtesy of, like on the back of your, of course, your name's on one side, obviously.
Right.
And on the back of it, you could do something like if I wanted something for an event, you could put my company logo on the back.
We sure can and have
done that.
Or
for a wedding or something like that. That's cute.
We've done that for, you know, quite a few companies here in the Atlanta area, and they want their private labeling on it and with our label as well. So, you know, for like tenant appreciation or employee appreciation days, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's been a great situation where companies come in. And the beauty of it is that our popcorn becomes a conversation piece where people stand around and they start talking about it, which makes the event better. You know, if there are more things that you can talk about at the event that are good, then that makes, you know, the event, everybody walks away with a fond memory of it. So they want to come back to your events and have more events. And, of course, for us, it makes people want to come see us even more.
Absolutely. So now tell me, earlier you mentioned about that you all are franchises. Is this a franchise? Are you all doing franchises now?
Right. After we had been in business for over a year, we decided that we wanted to provide an opportunity for other people. You know, coming out of recession is kind of difficult. And a lot of people, especially, I'm not ashamed. I'm 42 years old.
Like, what did I just say about men? They're 38, how much they weigh. Stop.
And
didn't nobody ask you how old you were, Lorenzo?
But I'm just, there's a point to it.
You see, Tiffany didn't say a word.
At all.
And she won't, and it's fine. Tiffany's
like,
he got
me young, baby.
It's fine.
I understand.
You know, people want to, you know, after going through this particular recession, people are looking at jobs as not the most secure and safe thing. So, you know, we want to be able to provide an opportunity for people to change their finances, or even if you're maintaining your job, another way to increase and get ready for your retirement, you know, not depending upon a 401k or something like that. So we started selling franchises just over a year ago, and we sold our first franchisee open in May up in Portland, Maine.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So we have a franchisee in Portland, Maine, and we have a few people who are talking to us right now and are preparing themselves to open up a franchise. They're going through the process as well. But I think we have a very reasonable process as far as, you know, the franchise fee and then what it takes to actually open your shop. But the most important thing is that we're going to provide you with all the training, all the information, the marketing, so that you open up in a really good space, have a good opening, and that you're able to, you know, increase your financial picture. And that's the idea of it, is, you know, helping people to be able to do that, because, you know, either you become the Warren Buffett of investing, or you got to operate a business system.
Right.
And that's what we provide, is a system. It's easy. All you have to do is follow the system.
Right. Look, my business plan is to marry better the second time. That's all I got.
That's what Tiffany
right
did.
Right now, that's all I came up with.
That's what Tiffany did.
That's what I did.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Tiffany, for now. Right. Well, yeah, if you going to Tiffany shopping for birthdays and Christmas, I'll keep you around at least for a little bit.
For a little bit.
Yeah, for a little bit. So tell everyone out there the best way to get in touch with Tiffany's Popcorn Cafe.
Well, you got a couple of different ways. One of the best ways is just to come to the store, which is located at 6124 Covington Highway. That's at the corner of Covington Highway and Panola Road.
It's by my mom's house.
Oh, see?
Come see us.
She might have already been over there.
Probably.
You can call us at 770-322-7200.
Okay.
Or you can go to our website at tiffanyspopcorncafe.com. That's Tiffany's, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, and S. I said that messed up. But T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-S, and then Popcorn Cafe. And we're also on Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare, and Instagram as well.
So you named a couple Foursquare. I never heard of that. I'm behind in the times.
Yeah. Well, see, you got to know those things, because we offer all kind of discounts. Like, you come into the store, you tag us immediately on social media while you're there, you can get 10% off your purchase. See?
Yeah, with insurance, you can't do all that. It's not sexy.
No,
it's not. The agent is, but the insurance itself is not sexy. It's a hard sell, let me tell you. It's hard to sex up insurance and make it pretty and cute. Yeah, that's tough. It's not that easy.
It's not.
But you got to have it, thank the Lord. It is the law.
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful thing. Now, that's what makes me recession-proof. Congress. Again, I want to thank my guests for coming out, Dr. Jada Moore Ruffin with Prime Health and Wellness. Thank you again, Dr. Jada.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
And Lorenzo and Tiffany Reed of Tiffany's Popcorn Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you again for coming out. And if you missed any part of our show, you can go to businessleadersoftoday.com and listen to our show. And you can also email us at businessleadersoftoday@gmail.com. And we broadcast live every Friday from 11:30 to 12:30. But you can go on our website and listen to any show at any time. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day. Have a great weekend, everybody.